There is a new savior on the horizon at a network desperate for star power. CNN has finally found an actual star, someone who is capable of drawing ratings, and they have managed to convince them to jump aboard the sinking Titanic. When I initially saw this headline in Variety this afternoon, I could not believe it. Somehow, some way, you mean to tell me that CNN convinced Bill Maher to appear on their dump of a network on weekends and actually host a show for them? It didn't take me very long to figure out why Bill Maher agreed to this deal. Also, didn't take me very long to figure out my prediction for how this will ultimately end. Long-term viewers of this channel, you guys know exactly where I'm going here. Say it with me, because this is going to end just like everything else at CNN ends. It's going to end in huge embarrassing failure. For the past 2 years, the cable news dump known as CNN, they have been looking for a savior. Wasn't all that long ago that CNN was number one in primetime cable news. They had a powerful primetime lineup featuring superstars like Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo. Hey, it's me, Chrissy C! When you think about it, this was actually the perfect lineup for CNN's audience of losers and welfare collectors. Chris Cuomo gave representation to the demographic that was experiencing resentment over their white privilege, while Don Lemon, he represented the demo of identifiers. It was the perfect combination. CNN, they had every letter of the alphabet covered with these two male birthing persons. But since that primetime lineup was dissolved, ratings at CNN have been in the pooper. Doesn't matter what time of day, pick your time slot. Mornings, afternoons, prime time. CNN resting comfortably in the pooper. Over the last 2 years, CNN has been desperately looking for a savior. My inside sources tell me at one point, they were so desperate, they were thinking of doing something drastic. They were thinking about moving Wolf Blitzer, woof, 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 woof. They were thinking about moving Wolf Blitzer into prime time. But after careful consideration, CNN, they decided against it. They decided to keep the Wolf in early afternoons. I mean, it makes sense when you think about it. The only viewers Wolf attracts are poodles and cocker spaniels. If you've ever had dogs, you know they're normally asleep during primetime cable news hours. Last fall, executives at CNN, they were optimistic that Charles Barkley could save their primetime lineup at least one night during the week. Since Charles Barkley doesn't have experience hosting a show in primetime cable news or really hosting a show in general, CNN, they decided to pair Sir Charles with the least watched host in broadcast morning television, King Gayle, the woman who got her start in media by making sure the whoopee cushion on The View never ran out of toxic gas. Charles Barkley, he is the biggest star right now at CNN. Hell, he's the only star right now at CNN. At a network without stars, Charles Barkley fails to make the top 10 at CNN in the ratings. The latest episode of Queen Charles last Wednesday, 416,000 viewers. This show is performing so bad in the ratings, that number, that does not even represent their record low. But that's okay. That's okay. CNN, they have another plan to save ratings in prime time. I mean, this plan was absolutely brilliant. The network put together a dream team. They called them their terrific trio. The rest of us called them a trio of huge embarrassing failures. Late last year, CNN revamped their primetime lineup. Every night begins with Caitlin Collins, Katie Roo, Katie Roo. Ruru hands off dozens of viewers to Abby Phillips, who proceeds to diminish dozens of viewers to a single dozen and gives those viewers to Laura Coates. Well, KC, who in the hell is Abby Phillips and Laura Coates? I have no idea who Adam Phillips is. The other lady, she moonlights as Laura the Coat Handler. She is responsible for taking coats from patrons at Club Shay Shay, who are there to see the dancing queen Jackie Mahomes perform. Now, obviously, this trio, they are not working out, but instead of solving their ratings problem during the weekend prime time, CNN, they have decided to address their problem on weekends. After seeking guidance from the woke oak tree, executives at CNN, they decided Bill Maher was the perfect savior to save weekends at CNN. Now, on the surface, this seems like a great idea, right? Bill Maher is a huge star. He's appealing to the average demo that watches CNN. Over the last couple of years, Bill Maher has been more appealing to normal people because he's willing to call out the woke shit fucks. Even though this seems like a great idea, it is not going to work. Before I explain why, let's go ahead and get to the sponsor for today's video, my friends over at Angelic Imports. Easter is right around the corner. If you have kids or maybe grandkids, this means you have to play the role of the Easter Bunny, hiding those plastic eggs throughout the front and backyard. Now, most parents and grandparents fill these eggs with cheap, low-quality candy. I mean, what are you doing here? Don't you care about your kids? Don't you want your grandkids to get a taste of the good life by enjoying top-quality candy? If so, fill those Easter eggs with Gouffre chocolate from Angelic Imports. The chocolate offered by Angelic Imports, this is not your average gas station candy. Gouffre is a gourmet German confection imported directly from the Swiss, French, and German border areas. And it doesn't have to be a holiday for you to enjoy high-quality chocolate from Angelic Imports. This candy's great to have around in case of emergency. If you do something to piss off your wife and you're trying to get back on her good side, forget about a dozen roses. They'll be dead within a week. For less than $20, you can get her a bag of Gouffre Golden Secrets, which contains 20 pieces of Gouffre, and you'll have your wife forgetting about what you did to piss her off in no time. Gouffre is a perfect combination for anniversaries, birthday parties. It would make an excellent gift for Mother's Day, or you can have the most popular desk at your job. I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed. This is the best candy, the best chocolate I've ever tasted. And as an added bonus, when you purchase from Angelic Imports, you're supporting a retired colonel in the U.S. Air Force. So click the link in the description below. Use my promo code BEHINDTHELINE to receive 10% off your first purchase with Angelic Imports. All right, earlier this afternoon, CNN announced that Bill Maher would be airing on the network every Saturday night in prime time. Here is our Savior. Our hero is finally here. I can be your hero, baby. Woohoo! Yes, yes, yes. I would not start the celebration just yet. I wouldn't put the woke wieners on the grill. Bill Maher is not giving CNN exclusive programming. Bill Maher isn't even hosting a show on the network. What CNN is doing with Bill Maher, it's the same thing they did with him last year on Friday nights, an experiment that also ended in huge embarrassing failure. Last year, CNN broadcast Bill Maher's overtime segment on Friday nights. Now, this addition to the network, it was so impactful. Most people didn't even realize it was on the air. Their brilliant plan to save rating on weekends is to broadcast a replay of Real Time with Bill Maher on Saturday nights, the same Real Time with Bill Maher that airs live on HBO on Friday nights. Let me ask you something. I watch Bill Maher. Now, I don't watch him every week, but I would consider myself a somewhat regular viewer of his show. Why would I be willing to wait an additional 24 hours just to watch Bill Maher on CNN? Better yet, why would I be willing to wait 24 hours to watch him on CNN with the addition of commercials? Well, KC, some people don't have access to HBO. CNN could be their only option to watch Bill Maher. Yeah, he uploads clips of the show on Twitter, also puts the show on YouTube. So, again, why would anyone wait to watch the show on CNN? Even if Bill Maher was producing a show exclusive to CNN, he still would not save the network. CNN could have Bill Maher on five nights a week in prime time. They could get rid of Katie Rue Collins and her resting no charisma face and put Bill Maher on in her time slot. It still would not solve the problems at the network. At this point, there are no more excuses to be made. Matter of fact, I'm actually tired of the excuses with CNN. A couple of years ago, they claimed that cord cutting was destroying their ratings. They decided to launch their own streaming service, CNN Plus. You remember that? After 3 weeks, CNN Plus was permanently shut down. Took them all of 3 weeks to figure out that America didn't want to listen to lectures of mythical racism from Jemele Hill or listen to sob stories of virginity from Rex Chapman. CNN didn't need to waste millions of dollars launching a streaming service to figure that out. I could have told them that experiment wasn't going to work for free. Lack of star power. It has also been blamed for low ratings at CNN and their unending failures. The so-called stars they do have, they're no longer stars in cable news. Andy Cooper is busy polishing his resume instead of polishing the turd that he produces on CNN every night. Andy is looking for another job right now because he knows his woke welfare is about to expire. CNN tried to create new stars with Caitlin Collins and Laura Coates, but in order to create new stars, you first have to have an audience, which is something CNN doesn't have. Like I said, there are no more excuses to be made at this point. You know what the biggest problem is at CNN? Well, Casey, you've been saying it for years. The biggest problem at CNN, they don't have an identity. Yeah. Yeah, that's still a problem, but that is no longer the biggest problem. Maybe, just maybe, if they addressed that problem 2 or 3 years ago when we first started talking about it, there would still be hope for this dump. Unfortunately, I don't know if there is a solution to the current problems at CNN because their biggest problem right now, the CNN brand, is dead. I mean, this brand is dead, and it's incredibly difficult to resurrect a dead brand. Look at Howard Stern. For decades, he's one of, if not the biggest personality in radio. Over the last 3 or 4 years, Howard transitioned to Howie, damn near destroying his legacy in the process. Now, his legacy is probably solidified, but the Howard Stern brand is dead. Seriously, how often do you hear about Howard Stern today? Nickelodeon used to be a major brand. For 2 or maybe even 3 decades, Nickelodeon was one of the most watched networks on cable. Is Nickelodeon even on the air today? What about Deadspin? We just talked about Deadspin last week. Deadspin used to be a major player in mainstream sports media. Last week, they laid off all their employees. And for the past few years, Deadspin's been completely irrelevant. The CNN brand is dead. Now, that doesn't mean they're going away, but what it means, I just don't see CNN competing with Fox News and MSNBC anymore. Their new competition is going to be Newsmax and News Nation. But give me your thoughts on this. CNN desperately brings in Bill Maher, hoping to boost ratings. Now, obviously, it's not going to work. I don't think there is anything that could save CNN at this point. As a brand, I think CNN is finished, but what do you think? Are they a dead brand? And if so, can they be resurrected? Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.